much.
All right, where are we now? All right, next up we have change in zone number 1840, Preston and Brenda Brazier.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.72 acres, more or less. The property is located on the west side of Roxana Road, approximately 709 feet south of Atlantic Avenue. The 911 address is 32026 and 32014 Roxana Road, Ocean View. The tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 200 and Parcel 200.01. Staff would submit into the record a staff analysis, an exhibit booklet, a survey, comments from the Sussex County, the Sussex Conservation District, the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and the results of the service level evaluation request from DLDOT. Staff would also note that we received one letter in support from Fulton P. Jeffers as the authorized agent, that Triumph One LLC is the owner of a certain parcel, which adjoins the properties owned by Preston and Brenda Brazier, and that is their opinion that the proposed zoning is consistent with the zoning and the uses in the surrounding area, and as a result, request that you accept this letter in support of the above referenced application. We also have one letter, James Cattle, who says his kids say no to CR1. And that is what we have for the record. Thank you.
Okay, not sure how we qualify that. All right. Is there anyone here representing this applicant?
Yes. Good evening, Madam Chairperson, members of the Commission. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicants, Preston and Brenda Brazier, who have applied for an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 district to a CR1 district, and that's for two parcels of land consisting of approximately 2.72 acres. They're lying on the west side of Roxana Road, just south of Atlantic Avenue, or Route 26 in Ocean View, Sussex County, Delaware. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application are Steve Hutchins, professional engineer with Axiom Engineering, LLC, as well as the applicants, Preston and Brenda Brazier. We've also, as Ms. Cornwell had stated, we submitted a booklet, an exhibit booklet, in support of this application for your review and your consideration. At this point, I would like to introduce Mr. Preston Brazier just to provide us with a little history about this property. And can you please state your name for the record?
Preston Brazier.
Now, this property consists of two parcels. They're identified as parcel 200 and 200.01. This property has been owned by your family for many years. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it's my understanding that your grandparents acquired this property back in 1946, and then they transferred it to your parents in 1947.
Yes.
Well, when were you born?
1940.
And so were you raised at this property?
Yes, I was.
And your father even built the house that you were raised in, is that correct?
Correct.
So what was the surrounding area like during your childhood?
Foreign land, very quiet, you know.
There were even chicken houses on your property at one point in time?
Yeah, probably, next door, an hour or two.
You had other family members that lived in close proximity?
All the way up and down the street, both sides.
But one of your families, I think it was your uncle, owned farmland that's now known as Millville by the Sea. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You and your wife, Brenda, resided at the property for some time, for approximately 19 years. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you still reside there?
Not there. We live in Bridgeville.
In Bridgeville? So when did you move to Bridgeville?
Mm-hmm.
2005?
Yeah, correct.
Why did you move?
Well, it got too busy, traffic bad.
You just wanted to be in a more rural area, like where you grew up?
Like where we grew up, yes.
Have you tried to use the property for residential purposes since you moved?
We have renters in there now.
And what was that like?
Hectic.
So not a good experience for you?
Not very well.
Do you believe that your problems with the residential tenants was because the character of the area had changed?
I don't know. You mean for the tenants? I don't think they appreciate it myself.
Do you have any intentions of developing the property at this time?
No.
So why did you file this application?
I've gotten poor health, and I figured it would do my family good, and me if I got this going. I don't plan on doing anything with it. I would just like to know, if I did get it zoned commercial, that I would know what's going to go in there and whether I want to sell to them or not.
So you basically filed this application, you know, recognizing your health at this point in your life, and also the change in the character and quality of the surrounding area, and the limited value of the property being zoned residential versus it being commercial due to the uses in close proximity. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So do you believe that the proposed commercial zoning of this property is therefore consistent and in character with the surrounding areas and uses?
The ones that are commercial, correct.
Well, thank you, Mr. Brazier. The commission may have additional questions for you in a little bit, but thank you for your testimony. We've heard Mr. Brazier, and you can have a seat, Mr. Brazier, testify as to his personal experience with respect to the change in the character of this area. At this point in time, I'd like to introduce Steve Hutchins, who will present a brief overview of the application and will show you the extent of the change over the last 80 years.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Stephen Hutchins, and I'm a Delaware licensed professional engineer with Axiom Engineering here in Delaware. The application before you this evening is a straightforward request to rezone two parcels of land totaling 2.72 acres of land from AR1 to CR1. As you will see from the evidence presented tonight, the parcels are located in an area that have been trending towards commercial for some time. Our client has lived on the property for most of the last 70 years, and he has witnessed this trend firsthand. Slides 1 to 10 show aerial photographs of the surrounding area from 1937 to 2017. Photographs from 1937 to 1968. I can show you here is slides 1 through 4. So that's from 1954. That slide is from 1961. That slide is from 1968. So all four of these slides indicate an agricultural area with limited residential properties. The next available photo is from 1992. This is from 1992. The commercial trend had started by this time. Hawker's Grocery Store, the Boating Store, and several other businesses occupy several of the C1 zone properties at this intersection. One of the parcels in this application has what appear to be two chicken houses. By 1997, which is shown here on slide 7, by 1997, the chicken houses had been removed. Additional businesses had been constructed on the Route 26 west of Route 17 intersection. And I have a photo of 2002. It's 2002. And in this slide, the Hawkers underwent a large expansion of their facility. To 2012. This photo indicates additional commercial development on Route 26 heading west. Next slide, slide 11, is a zoning map of the surrounding area. The bright red properties are zoned C1 and may have been designated C1 since the county first adopted a zoning map. The dark red properties right here are zoned CR1. On August 22, 2006, Sussex County adopted ordinance number 1870, closing the C1 commercial district and creating the CR1 commercial residential district. The county has passed 3 ordinances rezoning 6 properties to CR1 since 2006. And CZ 1789, CR1 was approved on April 5th of 2016 for these parcels. CZ number 1725, CR1 was approved on September 24th, 2013 for these parcels. And CZ 1620, CR1 was approved on May 13, 2008 for that parcel. And CZ 1840 are the 2 parcels here for our client. Change of zone number 1879, approved 4 parcels on April 5th, 2016. Change of zone number 1620, approved CR1 zoning on May 13th, 2008. I note that CZ 1620 is immediately adjacent to the subject of this application. Slide 12 shows the 2008 comprehensive plan future land use map. Both CZ 1620 and our application, CZ 1840, are mapped in the highway commercial growth area. Slide 13 shows the Office of State Planning Coordination Investment Level Map, which indicated the subject parcels as investment level 2, which are described as follows. These areas have been shown to be the most active portion of Delaware's developed landscape. They serve as a transition area between level 1 and the state's more open, less populated areas. I'm going to slide 14. Slide 14 shows a close-up aerial photo of the site from April 2017. Zoning designations have been added to the surrounding properties. And I have here an exhibit of the Sussex County Sewer District map, and properties shown on this photo, of the properties shown on this photo, only the property presently in the county sanitary sewer district is the Hawker Store. The boatyard, the vacant C1 across the street, and the CR1 established by CZ 1620 are all in the sanitary sewer planning area, which is also true of the subject parcels. The county's online sewer district map indicates that all 5 of these parcels, Sussex County plans to construct sanitary sewer infrastructure in this area. I'm going to slide 16. Slide 16 shows an as-built of the county's existing sewer infrastructure. The closest point is the intersection of routes 17 and 26. Slide 18 is a service level. Slide 17 is a service level evaluation response memo from DelDOT indicating that the subject properties may be subject to a traffic impact study when site plans are submitted, but is not recommended for the change of the zone application. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Hutchins. As you've seen, the majority of the lands in close proximity to the Braziers property are zoned CR1 or C1. You have the Hawker Supercenter, Creative Concepts, Bob's Marine. They're all located on the corner of Route 17 and Route 26. In addition to those uses, there are other nearby commercial uses, as well as undeveloped properties that are zoned for commercial uses, including the property directly across the street to the east of our two parcels. Yes, that one. Although the adjoining parcel to the west of the property is zoned AR1, it's currently owned by 84 Lumber. Parcel 805.01, which partially adjoins a portion of one of our parcels, that's the parcel that's owned by Triumph One LLC, who did submit a letter in support of the application. That parcel is zoned AR1. As Mr. Brazier stated, notwithstanding the surrounding commercial uses, they have tried to make residential uses of this property since they've moved to Bridgeville in 2005 and been unsuccessful in finding quality residential tenants due to the location of the property. And it's clear, especially based on that map there, that the trend in this area is for the agricultural and residential uses to be replaced by these commercial uses. Which is evidenced by the future land use map. Although the Braziers do not intend to develop the property at this time, they do recognize the change in the character and quality of the area and believe that the property is limited value as residential property at this point, that the best use of the property would be for permitted commercial uses. As a result, they are seeking a rezoning this evening to allow for permitted commercial uses in the CR1 district, which would include but not be limited to commercial office and retail uses. The Comprehensive Plan Update 2008 identifies the property as being located in both the highway commercial area as well as the environmentally sensitive developing area. As far as the highway commercial area designation is concerned, that was a change from the 2003 plan. It wasn't that designation wasn't as far south as it is now. But in 2010 or 2008, almost 10 years ago, the county obviously acknowledged this trend and planned for this area to have commercial uses. The plan provides that the highway commercial areas include concentrations of retail and service uses that are mainly located along highways. Plan provides, as far as the environmentally sensitive developing areas, that which is also a growth area. That those areas include a wide range of housing types, single-family homes, townhouses, multifamily units, and in selected areas, commercial uses should be allowed. A rezoning of this land from AR1 to CR1 is appropriate and compatible with the goals of the comprehensive plan, as well as the zoning code. The purpose of the CR1 district is to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located particularly along certain existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. Again, the rezoning of these lands will just provide compatibility with these neighboring uses. It's our opinion that there will be no adverse or detrimental impact on neighboring areas or uses. I think in this area, as the county has planned for future purposes, we're envisioning this area to be more commercial, and I think that's the best use for this property and actually makes that property more valuable. Although this property is currently zoned by a private well and on-site wastewater disposal system, water and sewer services are currently provided to the properties that are located at that Route 17, Route 26 intersection, and they're approximately 750 feet away from our parcels. There are also other properties in very close proximity to our parcel that are zoned for commercial uses but are not yet receiving those services, as Mr. Hutchins had indicated. But again, the future services are planned by both the county and Tidewater Utilities, and I think that information is in the booklet. As Mr. Hutchins stated, Delaware did not require a traffic impact study at this time because the use has not been specifically defined. But of course, they would evaluate whether or not a traffic impact study would be required once a land development plan is proposed. In summary, the rezoning of the property from AR1 to CR1, in our opinion, is appropriate and consistent with the surrounding uses and zoning classifications. And based upon the record and the presentation, we do respectfully request that the Commission recommend approval of this application to the County Council, as it is consistent with the comprehensive plan and meets the purposes of the zoning code. And of course, we are available for any questions that you may have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a seat, and we'll see if we have any questions. Or just stay there, and you'll see. Okay. Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
I have no questions. I'm very familiar with the area and the property.
Okay. Mr. Wheatley, do you have any questions?
I have no questions.
No questions.
I have a question, but not for you. And this is one of those things I should know, but it's not in my head tonight. CR1, what's the density for residential homes allowed on that?
Well, you can't get it by right. You have to apply for conditional use on that. It would be up to 12.
It would be up to 12.
If they came back for a separate conditional use. That's why we closed the C1 district, because C1 was by right. You get 12 automatically here. You have that extra step that you have to go through.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Then that's all the questions I have. Mr. Whitehouse.
No, thank you.
None. Thank you.
None for me either. Thanks.
Okay. Well, then, let's see if anybody else has anything to say on this. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of this application? Would you please tell us your name and where you live?
Hi, my name's Kelly Jansen. I live in Bridgeville. I'm 2 parcels down. I'm a little bit prejudiced because these are my parents. They love their house in Clarksville. My dad grew up there along with all of his extended family. He had a boat before he even had a car. Sorry. He had a boat before he had a bicycle. So moving inland was very difficult for them. Darn it, I'm going to use up all my time weeping at your thing. Sorry. My son and my partner, Tom, helped them out when they were down there. They would come down each week to mow the lawn and to take care of maintenance issues. But from Bridgeville, it started to take them about an hour and a half. And in the summer, you just never knew how long you'd be stuck in Clarksville or going to and from Clarksville to take care of the property and to do the stuff they weren't able to do. So they moved inland and they bought property down the road from us. And we take care of things now. So it's not a question of when this property is going to be zoned commercial, or it's not a question of if it's going to be zoned commercial, it's a question of when it's going to be rezoned to commercial. The Hawker's Grocery Complex is growing ever larger. Bob's Marine is there, 84 Lumber is behind them. All the things around that my dad used to do aren't there anymore. Sorry, I really am sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay.
The roads in the area are already full, and the businesses are already present. Nothing that they're asking for is going to change the character of the area in any way. I'm sure it's going to change the character of the area for their neighbor. I know there's a horse farm to the side of them, and I don't think those neighbors are happy. And I can't blame them. I don't like the area becoming commercial the way it is either, but it is. And what they're asking for isn't creating a commercial area. They're simply trying to maximize their profit. My dad has cancer, and this has always been something that they talked about, but it's something that has a little bit more...
Take a deep breath.
A little bit more pressure now. Darn it. And I'm on the internet crying. So the question is if this is going to benefit my parents or someone else. And my mom has been thrifty for my whole life. They're simply looking to maximize the benefit of selling their family land. My mom is thrifty, and when this land has commercial businesses on it, and we all know that someday it will, it's a question of whether she's going to drive by every day or tell me every day, darn it, I lost money on that. Some guy with connections or some guy with pull got my property turned commercial after I sold it. So I can tell you that if it doesn't go commercial, or when it eventually goes commercial, if it's not to benefit my parents, I'm going to hear about it every day for the rest of my life. So again, they're not trying to change the character of their community. They wish it remained the same as it did when they grew up. I remember sitting with my mom selling produce out of her produce stand and watching the cars go by in 24, and she said, darn it, if we were only on a bigger road, She said, nobody ever comes down 17. If we were only on a bigger road, I could sell more produce. She said, maybe they'll see us from down here. Stand up there and wave. And they'll turn down our little road because it was just a little road. And I dearly wish it was still that way, but it's not. And it's never going to go back to that way. And the question is just whether or not my parents are going to be able to profit from it, or some other guy that knows what he's doing is going to be able to profit from it. And I'm hoping that my parents can. They're in retirement, and this is what they're trying to do. Thank you. Sorry for all the weeping.
It's okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application?
Hi, my name is Brenda Bove, and we live on the horse farm immediately adjacent to it. The property currently is a small property. It's got two rentals on it, one of which has a failing septic system, and it doesn't have access to county sewer. So until it has access to county sewer, it should not be rezoned commercial. There's two huge tax ditches along the property lines. The one, you know, the alarm's always going off on the one septic system. It really should not be a commercial property until it has sewer.
Okay.
That's
okay.
It.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Anybody on the commission or anybody else have anything, questions, concerns? All right, then I'm going to close the public hearing. You're invited to stay with us till the end of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you can call the office in the morning. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.